The Michigan Regional Council of Carpenters and Millwrights has their annual payroll fraud day of action going on and to bring attention to the issue of payroll fraud, something I'm not familiar with. This is all brand new to me, but I want to find out about this. Tom Lutz joins us. And Tom, hey, it's good to have you on your morning wake up. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Payroll fraud, especially when it comes to the trades like carpentry, millwright, which, by the way, it sounds like a dumb question. What's a millwright? I think I know.
So it's an often asked question, Mike. So millwrights are the men and women that power the industries that power our economy. So think about the men and women that maintain, repair, and install the things that generate power move things in our automotive plant. So they're basically the men and women behind the power that powers our industry.
Like machinist kind of people.
I wouldn't call millwrights machinists, but they have a very particular set of skills that range from leveling and aligning motors to working on turbines and doing conveyor work. You know, install things like the dozens of miles of conveyor and things like the Amazon distribution plants and then our automotive plants.
Okay. All right. Yeah, a buddy of mine worked on those conveyors for Amazon. All over the country, they'd fly them all over the place. It's incredible. And they put in these long days. But we could go all off on the side on that. I want to get into payroll fraud. This is such a big deal that there has to be an annual day of action on this?
Well, Mike, we do it annually here in Michigan, but we do it annually across the country because in the construction industry, it's rampant. Basically, what you get is you get companies that, you know, avoid the responsibilities of a standard employee by misclassification, calling someone a subcontractor, and they do it for a variety of reasons, sometimes to exploit workers, some of those even undocumented, right? That's the easiest and quickest and worst ways. But they also do it by avoiding, you know, things like employment tax, right? Your self-employment tax is double what a regular employment tax is. And the employer should be responsible for that. Unemployment insurance, workman's compensation insurance, and all the other costs that coming from having an average employer. They do this in the construction industry with the intent to undermine legitimate contractors and pad their profits. And so we want to bring, you know, we just want to bring awareness to it. It's not something everyone knows, but we think it's something that affects everyone in our state. Everyone across our country is affected by this.
Well, when I saw this, the annual event, you have Capital One and all that, and I thought, my gosh, you're right. I was one of these people who, I don't run in those circles. So this is all new to me. But now that you mention it, I think there's been, over the years, I've heard of this kind of thing. Let me ask you this, Tom, though. In some industries, I think being a subcontractor works. So if you're a carpenter and you do embrace being a subcontractor, which I don't know if there are any, doesn't that mean you're sort of your own business person? You get to get your own, like, your mileage to the job. You write that off. You get your tools, your everything. There would be advantages to that, I would think.
Well, and that's often the pitch that's giving to unknown workers, that there'll be this economic tax advantage. But think about the implications of decreasing the tax burden, which should be paid by legitimate employers and employees. That lowers the threshold of resources we have available to take care of our communities. And listen, not all subcontractors are a problem, right? There are legitimate construction contractors, and there are legitimate self-employed people. Yeah. What we're talking about is the rampant abuse. When you go to a job site and a general contractor has hired one contractor who's hired another, and every single person on the job is self-employed building the same building, being told where to go, what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Ooh. Those are employees by every other regulation.
Yeah, yeah. And so this event today, you bring awareness to that. Tell me about the Schools to Tools mobile field trip trailer you're going to have out there. This is cool.
We're super excited to get it out. You know, it's been on the road for just less than a year now, but we've seen over 1,000 young men and women in high schools, junior highs, community events around our state already. And I can't tell you that there's a day between now and school's out that we won't be at another place. I know in just another week or so, we're up in Traverse City. We've been all over from the UP to Monroe, right? Marquette to Monroe and Lake Michigan to the Detroit River. We've just been everywhere. But here's what it is. It is a comprehensive, hands-on, experiential opportunity for young people to see what a career in the skilled trades is like, right? And so, you know, there's things like virtual reality. There's welding. They can see themselves on a job site. There's a number of hands-on, so they assemble like a small wall assembly. They do some leveling, kind of the kind of things we're talking about millwrights right too. And then they just drive some nails and run some screws into drywall. Let them touch and feel and experience what it would be like to actually earn a living while you're learning a trade that no one can take from you. And it's just a great opportunity. We're excited for it.
This is one of the coolest things I've heard in a long time. We were just talking the other day. The statistics bear it out that more people are now turning to the trades, because for a long time that was a struggle, wasn't it? It was trying to find enough people, and we're still kind of not there, but it's turning, isn't it, the interest?
Well, I think the interest is turning, and, you know, partly it's due to the fact that people have realized that a four-year college education is, number one, a very costly endeavor, and number two, doesn't always have a great ROI. There are many, many examples of folks graduating with a degree just to find out that they can't live in a cubicle. And so what we find is that people don't, because you're exposed to construction in these kind of trades right away, you don't spend 4 or 5 years and waste it. You just don't. Either you love this. It's not for everyone. But for those of us who it's for, it's the only thing, right? And so So think about that. But also think about the way that traditional educators feel about it. These are folks that are, you know, appreciated in their industries, often underpaid, overworked. And so they're beginning to see that you can make a great living, a living that has, you know, in our environment at least, in the organized environment, has health care benefits, has some kind of pension or defined contributions, and great wages.
And that's huge, because really, at the end of the day, you can talk about, well, I'm fulfilled in my job. Yeah, you know what? You know what makes you fulfilled in your job? You can pay your bills and put food on the table. This is good stuff. All right, so today, the event is, you start this morning, man. You're about ready to start, aren't you? 9:30, and you're going until 2 o'clock this afternoon on the Capitol lawn, right?
Yeah, you know, 7:30 is not early for us. 9:30 is, you know, first break. So we're construction folks. When the sun comes up, we go to work. So not early for us. But for those who want to join us, we really do encourage us to come out. Please contact your legislators and tell them that things like payroll fraud and making sure that workers are protected. Because, you know, to be clear, this isn't about just our organization. It truly is. An opportunity for all people in construction. But when you do these kinds of jobs, you should be protected like every other worker.
And so when
that's
you do
what it's really about.
Yeah, and when you do it legitimately and it's done right, man, you want to talk about foundation of America. We literally building the country. I just found this, Tom. I don't know if you knew these stats. Economists, 20.5% of the construction workforce, I'm just reading this to make sure I get it right, construction workforce in the U.S. is misclassified, like you were saying, they're called independent contractors, paid off the books under the table, which means there's no taxes coming out, which doesn't go to the tax base, which doesn't fix our roads. Medicare, you know, we talk about
our schools.
Yeah, right. And we talk about all of that, and we talk about stuff in the budget. None of that money goes in to help. So estate income tax, federal income tax, we think always on a federal level, but, man, we're affected by state level as well. And the numbers are crazy. So you're going to find those numbers out today at this event, right?
Oh, absolutely. And think about things like this. Up to 35% of construction families, because of this abuse, because of this payroll fraud and misclassification, up to 35% of folks that work in construction are in safety net programs, food stamps and Medicaid, and we all pay those. I'm not saying we shouldn't help people that need it. What I'm saying is that shouldn't lead to, extra padded profits for contractors by breaking the rules and not paying their taxes like the rest of us all do. And all so, right, yeah, Tom. So you'll hear all that stuff, and you can check out the Schools to Tools trailer. I promise you, you will appreciate the experience. It really is great. And if you know any young people that are interested, of course, they can reach us, right? You'll have all the information there.
Yeah.
But they can always www.hammer9.com. There's a really cool thing right now for those who might be interested in getting into the trades. We do combines. We do the NFL draft's coming, so everyone knows what a combine is. And this is a way for people, it's hard to interview for construction. It's hard to do with a handshake and a smile or over a table. But these combines give you an opportunity to get out there and show your hustle to contractors that are looking to hire. And think about this. Think about the infrastructure that's going on in our state right now and the spending from the infrastructure from roads and bridges to hospitals to manufacturing we're building. In solar alone, we anticipate an additional 1,000 workers in our craft alone. And next year, that could double. Right. So for those that are interested, there's a really cool link. It's called mrcc.link/combine, C-O-M-B-I-N-E. And you can find out where those will be hosted. We're hosting them all over our state from Wayland to Detroit. So check us out.
Love it. Tom Lutz, you got to strap the tool belt on. I know you probably sleep in a tool belt, don't you? Just be uncomfortable, I would think.
Never leaves my mind for sure.
Come on. Tom, have a great event today. I'm going to try and stop by 9:30 to, 2 o'clock this afternoon, 2:30, Capitol Lawn right there. Michigan Regional Council of Carpenters and Millwrights, the payroll fraud day of action. Get into the trades. Tom, it's great to have you on. We'll keep in touch, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you.
See you, buddy. 1320 WILS.